Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and a very instructive and informative hadith, which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is a hadith in which one of the criteria by means of which we can ascertain and assess whether a certain hadith is true or fabricated has been presented to us. As you know, in the history of hadith, if you're acquainted with the history of hadith, you might know that there was, after the Holy Prophet, you know, came and he was delegated and sent on his mission and began teaching people the teachings of Islam. There was a certain number of people who emerged, and they were people who fabricated false hadiths, and they propagated them amongst Muslims in the name of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this has been affirmed and asserted by historians. One of the famous people who is known and well known to have done this is a person called Abu Huraira. This was a person. He belonged to another faith. He was Jewish, and this person, he apparently, you know, he claimed to be Muslim. He claimed to accept Islam, and under the guise of being a Muslim, He began fabricating prophetic hadiths and ascribing them to the Holy Prophet, secretly putting in teachings of the Jewish faith within these hadiths. These became later known in the parlance of practitioners of hadiths. These hadiths are known as Israelites, Israeli hadiths, There's another person who did something similar. This person was named as Ka'b al-Ahbar. He was also a person who was previously Jewish. He was a rabbi. He apparently claimed to convert to Islam, but again, he began fabricating hadith. So because of that, later on, it became very difficult to ascertain whether a hadith was true and really uttered by the Holy Prophet or not. So because of that, the imams of the family of the Holy Prophet, alayhi wasalam, they mentioned certain criteria by means of which we can ascertain whether a hadith is true or not. One of these criteria is the soundness of the tradition and its being in agreement with the Holy Quran. In this connection, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, said the following: "Compare my tradition with the Book of Allah. If it corresponds with it, then it is from me, and I have indeed said it." Right? So conformity with the Holy Quran because we know that the Holy Quran, we know for sure that the Holy Quran is from God, and, you know, its meanings are clear and apparent. So therefore we can, you know, easily understand what it wants to say. We can use it as a criteria to ascertain whether a hadith is true or not. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the soundness of the tradition and hadith and its agreement with the Holy Quran in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali.